We've been talking about the Israelites in the wilderness, and I thought you might like a map, because I really like maps. And this is one possible way that they may have gone through the wilderness. They may have left Egypt and gone down south to the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula and then back north. But we don't really know. There's all sorts of other paths that they may have taken. However, the Israelites, after a couple of years, have come to the edge of the land of Canaan, the promised land that they are getting ready to go into. So this is where our scripture today picks up. And I'm going to be starting, I'll be reading Numbers chapter 13, verses 32, and then some selections in chapter 14. Moses sent spies into the land of Egypt, and they brought back, he sent spies into the land of Canaan to see what the land was like, and they brought to the Israelites an unfavorable report of the land that they had spied out. They said, "The land that we have gone through as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all that the people that we saw in it are of great size." Then all the congregation raised a loud cry, and the people wept that night. And all the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died here in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become booty. Would it not be better for us to go back to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let's choose a captain and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the Israelites. And Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, they tore their clothes and said to all the congregation of the Israelites, "The land that we went through as spies is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are no more than bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." But the whole congregation threatened to stone them. So Moses said to the Lord, "Forgive the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of your steadfast love, just as you have pardoned this people from Egypt even until now." And the Lord said, "I do forgive, just as you have asked. Nevertheless, as I live and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, none of the people who have seen my glory and the signs that I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have yet tested me these 10 times and have not obeyed my voice, none of these shall see the land that I swore to give to their ancestors. None of those who despised me shall see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me wholeheartedly, him I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it. Now, since the Amalekites and the Canaanites live in the valley, turn tomorrow and set out for the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea." This is the word of the Lord.